April 21, 1900, more than sacrament, the cross seals God in the soul. As I was in my usual state, or rather, with a little bit of concern about something which it is not necessary to say here, my sweet Jesus, on coming, told me. And they are sacred vessels, and every once in a while it is necessary to dust them off. Your bodies are as many sacred vessels, in which I make my dwelling, therefore it is necessary that I do some little dusting every now and then, that is, that I visit them with some tribulation, so that I may remain in them with more decorum. Therefore, be calm. Later, after I received communion, having renewed in me the pains of the crucifixion, he added, My daughter, how precious is the cross! See now, in giving itself to the soul, the sacrament of my body unites her with me, it transforms her, to the point that she becomes one with me. But as the species are consumed, the union, truly established, ceases. Not with the cross. The cross takes God and unites him with the soul forever, and it places itself more surely as a seal. Therefore, the cross seals God in the soul, in such a way that there is never separation between God and the crucified soul.